Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension Report, and today we have the Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about Christmas.
We are, and I know that is so hard, and some people are just stopping in their tracks right now, or, you know, think, am I on the right station? What month is it as I'm waking up? But as many parents or caretakers are wrapping up, you know, I know some school districts around here started last week, some are starting this week. You know, we've gone back to school shopping for our kids. Many of us may not realize it, but soon enough, we will hear those sleigh bells ringing as we go in and out of stores and the daily hustle and bustle of our daily lives. Christmas is nearly 4 months away, which means we all have enough time to plan now for how we want to spend money and the ways in which our family will get together. Let that soak in, 4 months away. So thinking ahead can help save money and increase family time. The reality that one of the most joyous, most often busiest times of the year is closing in can be a welcome reminder, but also a little stressful. So 4 months should give us enough time to plan. And by planning, we can avoid overspending due to the excitement of this season and catching something that we think might be on sale, but maybe it's not, and thus controlling our money rather than this season controlling us. So K-State Research and Extension has come up with some points to ponder well in advance of the busy season. The first one is to create a budget for gifts. Make a list of all the people that we plan to give gifts for and assign an amount for what you want to spend. Gradually save that money and put it in an envelope with a person's name on it. It also gives you time to think through the types of things that the recipient might like. Or if it's easier, add up the totals of what you want to spend total for Christmas gifts and, you know, put that in an envelope each week or biweekly or monthly, whatever it is you decide works best for you. As long as you have that pre-designated amount for each person, you'll have it all there in that envelope. Also recognize the talents of you, or maybe you, if you have kids or other people that like to cook, maybe buy a simple cookbook and dry ingredients for one of the recipes. If another person likes to paint, maybe you gradually buy things that might be on sale for them. So maybe paintbrushes or canvas or even paint itself. And maybe if you find the most adorable decorative bag, go ahead and get that for them if you find that ahead of time. And express yourself by making decorative jars with ingredients for a soup mix or hot chocolate recipe. I think these are great as an example for maybe a bus driver, our teachers, Sunday school teachers, those 4-H leaders that we love. And the next point might be to plan your get-together. If the family is meeting up for the holiday, or maybe you have a work gathering or a friend gathering that you always go to, decide if there will be a gift exchange and who does it involve. Is it children only, adults and children? And it's also a good suggestion to have each person in the drawing maybe create a list of items that they would like to receive during, you know, as a Christmas gift within that designated amount. So then you have some ideas. So A, it will be something that they kind of want and can use in their life. And B, it will be within the designated amount and still a surprise to them. Another thing you can do is assign chores or dinner responsibilities to different families instead of taking on all the work yourself. If you're the one that always hosts, divide and conquer, you know, and some of those things, maybe, you know, when you plan the menu, can be bought ahead of time, possibly, or stored away for when you're ready to use that ingredient or that item for the holiday. And if you see something on sale, maybe you can purchase it and cross it off your list. Also, avoid the last minute rush. Decide on gifts in advance so that you can compare prices between the stores. And planning for the holidays will save us time, money, and energy. And at the same time, it will bring us a peace of mind, continue those good relationships, and a lot of happiness for our loved ones, which, again, is the whole purpose for the holiday season. So, again, it's going to be here in 4 months. And as we hopefully are going to be able to prepare for that, it will make the holiday season less stressful because things always pop up that we want to go do. So just make sure you're planning ahead for that and enjoy the holiday season. For more information on finance or adult development and aging, feel free to contact me at the Frontier Extension District Office, 785-828-4438.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H, Agent Carla Hightower.